Rosh Hashanah is Gimel. She's Pala Erev Avoyka B'chol Yom Imatzibur. As a person to daven every day. Imagine he means Erev, he means Mincha and then a Marev. They used to daven them to Marev, they would daven even early. Imatzibur. So again, his Nakud over here is the things which are Erechav L'mal L'maskil. They're not saying Kedushim, he's saying things. These are things which can take a person all the way up. So tefillah in general, tefillah is something which is, Mar says, it's Torahim the Beruma Shalaylam. It bats in when one of the Pshatim over there is Beruma Shalaylam. This mamash, these are the kudas which go all the way up to the Beruma Shalaylam. The Kachot tefillah is a tremendous thing. A person is able to, through the Kachot tefillah, be pale, a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first touches up the word tefillah, the word is always, the root of the word is palel. This pilul is to judge. It's always written in the reflexive. He spalel. You're mispalel. You're not mefalel. You're mispalel. So the person, there's certain realities in the person's life. There is a reality of life. Reality is, Rosh Hashanah is the source of everything. A person who lives with that, he has the world of Emunah, he has the world of Bitochen, he has the world of Yerushalayim, he has the world of Ava, he has that world. That's the true world. Three times a day a person stops and says, do I live in that world or not? Do I really believe that or not? Do I really live with that or not? So the person says, okay, where does it come from? It comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem Chenin Adoas. I'm a smart guy. No, Chenin Adoas, Baruch Hu gives Das. Not me. That's not me. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do I really believe that? I'm judging myself. I'm forcing myself to look at this statement and say, where do I stand with this statement? Is this statement real to me? Is it true to me? Is it not true to me? What can I do to make it true to me? So three times a day, a person has to stop and he's forced to stop and say, where am I going? What am I doing? Do I really understand what it's all about? Imat Sibur. Moore says that the tefillah of a tzibur is niskabel. It's not doim a miyut which is oisim it's a mitzvah to merubah which is oisim it's a mitzvah. There's a mile of davening mismatch a tzibur mispal even not davening with a tzibur. There's a mile of davening the kerech of tzibur, the kerech of that Bereshim promises b'chol kareinu we love. When we call to him as a tzibur, Bereshim listens to us. If a person comes as a yachid, he doesn't have that schus. Big shalom halacha is davening filled with tzibur a chiyuv and halacha. And a lot of bachim shibachim pass that it's not. They pass them with their feet, you know. They don't pass necessarily with the psak halacha, but they pass them with their feet. The kardesh hold that it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv gomer. He says, but what does it mean that a person has an opportunity to have his tefillah be accepted? He says, you know what? I'll do it myself. That's what a person's saying, you know. You have a choice in front of you. You're here, you can go and have the tefillah be miskalbel, or probably not be miskalbel, because who knows how each person to have kavanah during tefillah is very difficult. And you know, so get finished done. So what are you davening for? I mean, because you daven because it's halacha, you have to daven, you know. Tefillah is supposed to be an experience which should want to be by davening. The person, you know, this is where I want to be. I have life. I need help in my learning. I need help in pranos. I need help in finding a shidduch. My friend needs help in learning. My friend needs help in a shidduch. Another friend that has a problem, somebody who's not well. And a person's going through a tzara, they have a shalom bias issue with it. A person who doesn't have children. Klai still has needs. And I can daven for Klai Yisrael. Refu'enu Hashem, I don't say refu'eni, I say refu'enu. B'sarach shor chayla Yisrael. We're davening for God's Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael has people out there which are chaylim mesukonim, and I can daven for them, and I can help them. And, you know, but, you know, I can do it okay. It's okay. You can do it at 8:30 also. It's okay. What does that mean? I mean, are we aware of the world around us? Are we living in our own little bubble? We're living in our own little bubble sometimes. There's a big world out there which needs tefillahs, ourselves included. We need, you know, to become aware of the significance of the tefillah. for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. Comes from the Royim, and we're davening for ourselves, we're davening for our family, davening for the Klal Yisrael. Again, the matzav in the world is you go back. I'll tiftoch pad, but you go back in the early 1900s. You go back 100 years ago, 90 years ago. It was a crazy world. World War One started on the most ridiculous thing, and millions of people were killed. And it set the stage for World War II, which even more millions of people were killed. If the answer is Europe was a tinderbox and just needed one little thing to set it aflame. And our world isn't a tinderbox that we live in. Isn't a tinderbox, or Aleinu, that needs just one sugar and mice to blow it up. Who knows where it's going to go? I mean, the matzah mitzad, I didn't hear from him directly. I heard quote of B'Shemim, which you always wonder whatever he says. Did he really, the quote B'Shemim, did they really say it or not? Because they quote Rabbi Yashar. Rabbi Yashar said that the matzah mitzvah, which is overlooking Klal Yisrael, that we haven't had a matzah like this in who knows how long. We have a president in America which couldn't care less about Israel, which is okay. Maybe it's the key of the Mishnah. So the class will realize that I didn't know the Shem Levin Asher Shemayim. We should end the Sechta Saita. The only place you know is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You still know it's Kodesh Baruch Hu plus America. Now it's just the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which is good, maybe. That you should there, it's just the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have a Meshuggah over there in Iran who's ready to get a bomb to blow up Eretz Israel. And he's serious. The wall should be shaking. The wall should be shaking from tefillahs. The walls were shaking from the intensity and the concern, the care, the power of a tefillah. So, do we want to wait till a war breaks out? We should start davening. That we want to wait till the things are terrible. That's we should start davening. Stop, Russian! Please don't let it happen. Christ will need our tefillahs. The guy sitting next to you on the bench needs your tefillahs. Everybody needs your tefillahs. How many guys sitting in yeshiva? They're not happy. They're not being masechah learning. So, what, are we davening for them? Are you davening for them? Do you care enough? He's the chaver of yours. Are you sitting every single day in kind of bershon? Please help with yeshiva masechah learning. That's the first line of order for yeshiva bachur. Is that he's nice to baalim chaveroi. The mile of yeshiva bachur is that they become close chaverim. So you're nice to baal. Part of the seeing baal is the person has an issue. You help him. What can you do for him? You're not his Rebbe, you can try and help him. You can daven for him. It's a powerful thing called tefillah. Tefillah is a powerful thing. Sometimes the Russian people get the message beforehand. Sometimes Lord Lenin, we have to wait till it's sitting in your lap that a person should. We don't want to wait for that. So that's what it means to daven tefillah b'zibur. Tefillah b'zibur, the tefillahs are nisgabel. B'yachid mehecha teisi. So how can you not want to daven tefillah b'zibur? You have so many important things you need to talk. They have that poem, the anonymous poem about the person who had so many things they had to do that they didn't have time to pray. And then nothing went. They kept saying, Russian, where are you? The next day he said, you realize there's so many things they had to do today that they made sure they had time, found time to pray. Tefillahs are... You start tefillahs with brachas. Tzibur gets together. Imagine if everybody was here at 7:30, and the chana gets up and he says, "Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shelo Yasani Goy." The biggest glick in the world is, "I'm not a Russian, maybe a Yid." And everybody says, "Yes, it's true, Amen." The amount of nachas and shemayim that, he gets up to halavai as a minion answering Amen to his brachas. The tzibur gets together. The person should be here at 7:25 at the latest. He's ready. If he gets to 7:30, he's ready. He has to put on a towel and tefillin. He has to put on a tefillin. He has to say brachas, and the guy's already holding by. He's saying brachas. The guy's holding his rishir. So you're ready behind. And it's not like the yeshiva, especially when the high school, so it gives you a tremendous amount of time to be misbidden and in sukkah zimra. you know, like you have time to be, absorb the message of the psukim or express your simcha. It's psukim of Zimra. You're singing out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom, I'm so happy that look at the kach you have in the Bria, look at what you do for us, look at the chesedim you do. I'm singing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a new song they have. It must be a modern song called. That's the song. That's the song of Sukkot Zimra. One Pshat is called Zimra because it's it has the kach to break through all the malachim, the kach of being Zimra, pruning all of the malacha Kabbalah which prevent the tefillah from going in. It cuts through all of them. That's Sukkot Zimra. It breaks through all the malachim to allow your tefillah to come up to Shemai. That's Sukkot Zimra. That's Sukkot Zimra. And Berachas Kriyas Shema and Kabbalah Tomach Hashemayim. A person says Shema, he's Makabal Omach Hashemayim. A person wants to be Makabal Omach Hashemayim Shlema, so he gets up, he puts on his tefillin with the aims of the Yira, he's Masha Yodeh, he prepares himself, Mamash, he goes into the world of tefillah, he's Kriyas Shema and he says Shema Nazir. Mamash, he's Makabal Omach Hashemayim Shlema. That's what it means, the tefillah. It takes work, it takes time, it takes hachana. You can't roll in at 7:35 and be able to do that. Kabbalah Chomer, you're not. That's unhappy. I mean, you know, some guys they like that one better. Be a chiddush. Okay. Well, they ask a halacha shalom. What's it? Guy tells me daven's be a chiddush. Mamish, he's boiling. Okay, we'll talk about it. Somebody asked me that shalom recently. The Rosh has a chub about it. The person came to the Rosh. He daven's much better without the tzibur fumbling him. You know. What's the halacha? But the average guy, I don't know. Maybe I explain that. But I think most guys when they daven 8:30 by themselves. They don't take longer than the tzibur took for chakras. And they have more kavana when they daven by themselves than they daven later on. It's not happening. Most guys do better when the tzibur is around them davening. So don't we want it? See, Yetzer Hara says, 5 more minutes of sleep. 5 minutes of sleep is the most wonderful Yetzer Hara in the world. It's the most obvious Yetzer Hara. 5 more minutes. You should oversleep davening. Chas v'shalom. You never oversleep davening. You're a big guy. You're always coming davening. Just 5 more minutes. And an hour later, Nebuch, the guy wakes up, 5 more minutes. He forgot to put his alarm on he did it, loud enough. I mean, Melech Zochem Ksil says, why is he called a Ksil? Because he deals with fools. He tried that thing with you yesterday and you fell for it. The day before you fell for it. He comes to the same thing and you fell for it again. So you're a Ksil. What do you want? Melech Zochem, Yetzer Hara is a Ksil. He's a fool. He's not a fool, but he deals with fools. That's his business. So he's called a fool because that's his business. When we fall for it. And that's the one. And the other guy, he has his fool with Yetzer Hara. He wants to learn Musa before davening, So he can't come to davening because he's learning Musar, He has to learn Chassidus before davening. They learn Chassidus, We'll come at the end of the chakras because Chassidus before chakras. Okay, good, that's what Chassidus, they hold it, that's what he's supposed to do, It's better than the davening B'tzibur. The halacha didn't hold of that, but they have their mahal. The Tzibur is saying a Menyei Shmir Rabba, which is to be able to create a Gzardinah of 70-year Gzardinah, means a whole lifetime of Gzardinah of a person. And the guy's sitting in the hallway talking. In halacha, it's more clear that Kaddish is more chomer than Kedusha. I have not yet seen a person standing in the hallway during Kedusha talking. I've never seen it. Kedusha, you're standing in the hallway? Achman a goy? Of course, Kedusha, you run into Chab Kedusha. I should stand in the hallway during Kedusha and Shmuz. When we're clear in halacha, the Kaddish is more chomer than Kedusha. It's a Gemara in Brachas and Chaf Aleph. The Mor says that you can't be mafsik shmoneh esrei to answer kedusha, but maybe what about kaddish? Yes. The Mor says sofik. Of course, it's klora. Kedusha not, but maybe kaddish. Yes. Kaddish, diamond dozen kaddish. What's the most havamina? Yeah, because kaddish is more chomer than kedusha. Halacha is brought down. If you have two shuls in front of you, you have two minyanim in front of you, you can go to one and chap kaddish, and one and chap kedusha. That's all you have time for. You go to the shul where you can chap kaddish, not where you chap kedusha. The answer to kaddish. And Nebuch, what's more chomer, so that it ends up, being in the hallway. Or even the guys inside there, to stop and say, Amen Yisrael, and listen to the Kaddish. And think about the Kaddish. And say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, L'Olam L'Mei L'Yo. It feels a tremendous gift that Bershom gave to us. I mean, Bershom Shalom, Ben Eilam Mezal, Slim Behem, the Gemara says. We don't understand what we have. And it's a time when we don't have a choice. You know, the matzah kaisa was wonderful. You know, say, you don't have a choice. Breshem needs you. You know, Uncle Sam needs you. Breshem needs you. Big poster. You know, Breshem needs you. He needs you to daven. He needs you to talk. That's how kaisa will be saved. And he wants you to do it. And he's waiting for you to come and ask. Everybody say, we have to rise to the moment. You have to rise to the occasion. Pun intended. And shachar should look like the way shachar is supposed to look like, and a mincha and a mariv. And we'll be zoichel. You know, if we talk, ask. The person says, "You asked. I'll give." But you have to ask. We have to come and ask.